It's 9 o'clock Sunday morning, and the September 29th, 2013 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And very grateful to begin our Sunday with those words. They're mining the being part of human. We no longer recognize that we're human beings. He said, we live in a system that consumes energy, and that we have to figure out a way so that it can't feed on our energy. Now that's authentic thought. That's allegiance to the earth. If you don't believe it, what gets in the way of you believing it? And if you do, I hope you're getting together with your brothers and sisters to figure out how to get our leisure back. And that's the theme of today's show, getting our leisure back, because we can't have happiness without it. All right. Yesterday, I listened to the head of Greenpeace International say that in answer to the question, is it too late to stop climate change? He replies, yes and no. No for most of the world, but yes for Africa, particularly the poor. And then he says, he knows that even that top CEO of some big oil company cares about their grandchild. And then he and Bill Moyers commiserate on the plight of the quote unquote poor. There's much confusion here. And as he and Bill Moyers were in fundamental agreement, these two pundits can never help us uncover it. We are never, if power's sway holds, we're never supposed to discuss it. First of all, if we let our mother tongue speak, if we can see that the wealth of a human being is a matter of self-possession, owning oneself, and the integrity, the degree of integrity of soul, then the poor is power and the punditry, and not folks struggling with heart and love intact to bring two ends artificially kept wide, meeting eye to eye. The way that power and the pundits talk about the quote-unquote poor hasn't changed since first class made them. Secondly, whether or not power cares about their grandchild or not, they believe. And recall what we just heard from John Chudell about that word, believe. How did he put it? He said that thoughts are electromagnetic energy put out into the universe, and that belief is energy that's been dammed up. Because we are given our thoughts. We are given what we believe. And we have to sit with the earth every single day and listen to truth and allow authentic thought to bloom, which grows and develops and evolves because it's alive.